Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. To be lies, and all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody
love?
Don't you
need somebody? Maybe Jefferson Starship. I can't remember when they did that one. One of those iterations, Jefferson. One of those Jeffersons. Welcome back. One of the classic songs there from the rock and roll era. From the Haight Ashbury era. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with John Horvath II. He's the author of Return to Order, Lighting the Way is another one of his books. I encourage you to check it out. John, I need your website, please.
www.returntoorder.org.
All right, so check it out, returntoorder.org. Hey, John, whenever I was talking to people about the election coming up back in the fall, and even over the winter, people would tell me, oh, Joe Biden's a good guy, he's a nice guy, he's a middle-of-the-road kind of guy, he's not left-wing, he's got a 50-year history of being kind of in the middle. And I pointed out to them that that might have been the case 20 years ago, but it was obvious to me that whatever the Biden administration was going to be was not going to be driven by Joe Biden and the way he was 20 years ago. That it was going to be pretty much dominated by the people around him. And one of the things that you reported on recently, in my opinion, is something I don't think Joe Biden would have done 20 years ago, and that's the removing of Churchill's bust in the White House. Tell us about this story.
Right. I mean, the bust of Churchill's been at the White House for a long time. It was a gift from the United Kingdom, and President Trump put it in the Oval Office, and, you know, because of our friendship and of the war that we had, World War II and everything, the alliance. Well, one of the first things he did, President Biden did, was to take that out and put another bust in. That's I think a lot of people in the '60s know what it means, but probably the newer generations don't. It was the bust of Cesar Chavez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them who Cesar Chavez is. Was.
Okay. Cesar Chavez is a creature of Saul Alinsky. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
He was a United Farm Workers organizer in the grape vineyards of California, in the Central Valley, and he was just he was the darling of the left during the '60s, late '60s,
right,
and '70s. Everybody talked about him. Anyone on the left went there went to the fields and just supported him, and there was violence. There was all sorts of stuff happening there, and so he was sort of, so to speak, just the figure that represented all that whole era of labor activism and socialism for that.
And this is not to say that those people who were the harvesters didn't deserve to have a champion. This is not to say that there wasn't some things that didn't need to be fixed. We're not saying that, or at least I'm not saying that, John.
But his
methods and as you say, his mentor ideologically was the radical Saul Alinsky, the anarchist Saul Alinsky, and that you should go look up if you don't know who that is. And so my point, and of course, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know who Obama put in the White House, in the Oval Office, but I know he, if I'm not mistaken, he also took out the Churchill bust.
Yeah, exactly.
And so to me, these are things that tell you what an administration stands for. And
right,
these are little indicators, aren't they? Little indicators, like rejoining the World Health Organization, the Biden administration did, like rejoining the Council on Civil Rights in the UN, which is absolutely a tyrant's board of directors. Things like that. Those are little indicators, folks, that I think are not Joe Biden type things. They're people around him. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely, that's it. Because you know, these are the leftist causes, and they are they're very cherished, and you know, it just shows a continuity. It says, well, we're continuing in this line, in this tradition. And so, yeah, Cesar Chavez, perfect example.
Well, one of the things that I think people should realize is the White House should represent the values of America. I mean, we can tinker around the edges of politics, but in terms of the fundamental values of America, shouldn't the White House represent that? And in my opinion, rejoining the World Health Organization, which is nothing but a lying organization, they lied again this week, and the Council on Civil Rights in the UN is several times over the last 20 years, nations like Venezuela and Iran were the chairman of that group. I mean, those right. kinds of that kind of behavior, that isn't American values. Why would we be doing this again? This is contrary to American values. What do you think, John? Last thoughts.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And this is very much the left. The left, it imposes things from on top and not on, and you know, it doesn't really take into consideration, you know, what's happening on Main Street.
Yeah, absolutely. And John, I need your website, please.
ReturnToOrder.org. ReturnToOrder.org.
And that's the title of his new book. Also, Lighting the Way is another one. Hey, John, will you come back again?
No problem. Always. No problem.
Good job. Good job today. John Horvat, the second. Ladies and gentlemen, check out his books, ReturnToOrder.org. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.